Have we abandoned the, you know, the whatever?
It.
What?
You didn't abandon it.
Yeah. Okay. Everybody can hear, though, right? Okay, good. So there's much more to say about Kilaikarum. It's a really, really fascinating topic. We've seen through some of the, you know, discussions. This happens to be, as I say, you know, this beginning sugya in Bava Basra and one in Bava Kama, in terms of Bavlis, you know, are very, very prominent. Of course, there's a lot in Zrayim itself, and especially in the Yerushalmi and the Rash. And as we'll see, because I want to go through it quickly, I don't think there's a more consequential, it could be this a big statement, case in Kuntristina de Garmi than this case. In terms of the Ramban constantly, you know, referring back to and trying to square away, you know, the implications of this case. It's just a very fascinating phenomenon. And even the joke, I think I made this comment the other day, you know, when he says at one point, you know, he's critical and he says, like, you know, Ein ze ela kim, what does he say, kim arev kilayim or something? So, like, even his humor is, you know, is based on the case. It's got to be significant, right? So, of course, this is really, really a crucial case, and a lot of the issues that we've been discussing are reflected in different shitos and issues that this sugya brings up. In addition, so I just want to, you know, speak a little bit more about a couple of them for a couple of minutes, but, you know, an additional challenge here is to figure out, certainly, the relationship between the beginning and the end of the pasuk, or, you know, to use the Rambam's classification, right, the Isser of Zuriyas Kilayakarim Achila and Hana, you know, once there's Kiddush, you know, Kilayakarim. That's a very interesting, you know, question. It's highlighted in a way by further by trying to square or try to figure out the exact, you know, perspective on Rabbi Shaya's halacha, but, you know, two minim plus kerem b'mapoles yad, which some Rishonim think is across the board. That's just what kilai a kerem is. And any sugyas that imply otherwise are just not aliba de Hilchasar, not aliba de Rabbi Shaya in any way. But, you know, other Rishonim are the opinion that really there are, you know, this is part of the Tudinim. That, you know, when it comes to the Isra of Zuriyas Kilayakarim, you know, that's where you have, you know, Shneiminim, Apolesia, the whole bit. But when it comes to the Isra of Achilas or Hana, or the Chiyuv Sreifa of, you know, Pentikta Shamalea, you know, that is, you know, doesn't require. Now, what doesn't it require? That's also a big debate. Milchatz Chinuch summarizes some of the issues, but it's a big debate among the Rishonim, right? Maybe you don't need two other minim in addition to Karen. Maybe it's enough to have one. You probably don't need Mapoles Yad. So, like, how do you understand, you know, all of that? Is, you know, right. So, that's one challenge, to figure out the exact relationship between the Issa Zriya and the Issa Achila Bahana or Kiddush. Another, you know, issue is to figure out, you know, the relationship between, you know, Kilai Akerim and other Kilai, you know, Zroin. In other words, the Pasuk in Parshas Kitetze and the Pasuk earlier was at Yud Tes, you know, in Kedoshim. And especially since, you know, when you violate Kilai Akerim, you also violate that other Iser. You know, so it's, you know, what's the point of Kilai Akerim, you know, having an additional dimension? So in addition to, of course, figuring out, you know, the relationship between, you know, this kind of Kilayim and, let's say, Kilai Behema, Kilai Begadim, you know, Shatnez, that's also really, really interesting. But just in terms of Zraim, Ilanos, you know, Kerem, you know, that in itself is very, very significant. So especially the idea that, like, the kerem, you know, might be just the yayin part, you know, might be, you know, part of the story, you know, that would also be relevant to the issue that we've been discussing about, you know, what you know, whether one min, you know, is like the Oser and the other is the Nesar, or it's just more like Basa Bakalam, you know, where it's just the integration of the two. Like, you know, in the Halakha, we're not saying that Basar is Osa Bakalam or the Kalam for Basar, we're saying it's a Chapsa Shal Basa Bakalam. So what are we saying in Kalaya Karen? One of the issues that we've been discussing, is it an Oser or an Iser, right? And even if it is an Oser, they Oser each other, or one is Oser and the other is the Nesar? There might even be differences whether you need, you know, the Shior, you know, for both of them in the same way, whether Oser Dover Shein Shalo, you know, applies in both directions. You know, of course, the Sugya of, you know, which we'll get back to summarize, Gedor, the idea that, you know, one person has more responsibility than the other. So these are really interesting questions. The idea that, you know, the Baal HaKerem, you know, might have more responsibility. So again, if it's for physical reasons, you know, the, you know, aggressiveness of the growth of the Kerem or the Yayin as opposed to others, right? So of course that's more of a technical point, although it could end up, certainly in terms of issues of Mazik, having this kind of consequence. But what's interesting is that if you look at the Mefarshim ala Torah, and there's always a tricky thing to do, or, you know, the Tamei Mitzvos people, you know, some of them really do think that this is like halach of Yayin, which would, you know, again, accentuate the unequal status of the two. So, for example, just to take one, if somebody has it open, the Sefer HaChinuch, both in Tov Kuf Mem Ches and Tov Kuf Mem Tes, emphasize, you know, the role of Yayin. Like the Tov Kuf Mem Ches, actually, the Chinuch is interested in explaining, like, why did the Torah, you know, formulate an independent Iser Kilaya Kerem, when either way you're going to violate, you know, Kilay Zrayim each time. So it's, what's the special Yichas? So there the Chinuch says, if somebody has the language open, is it up there?
Yeah.
Yeah? So, go ahead, if you don't mind, Binyamin. So there he discusses, if I remember correctly, that actually one aspect of Yayin, and that is that Yayin is so chashuv and ikar that you would think that there would never be, you know, Kilaya Kerem. The Chinuch is that there's Kilaya Kerem at all, because maybe there's never Tziruv, which is an interesting phenomenon, especially in light of what we were talking about, you know, about, you know, Ikar and Tafel and Taruvios, and, you know, not being an actual Taruvos anyway. Yeah, go ahead, Binyamin.
Yeah, he says,
Right, you need Shnei Minim Milvada Kerem, which is unique. In other words, to override the Chashivus, the dominance of the Kerem.
Right?
Yeah, they have to be the quality ones, like the Gemara says in Menachos.
Right.
Right. So I just think this is, first of all, this implies a certain yichus to the yayin, obviously, in the mix. Now he's focusing on it in terms of the tziruf, which I think is also fascinating, kind of everything that we've been discussing, right? Especially because there is no regular taroves, you know, even more so. But that's like an interesting issue and question. Does that fit in well with the idea that the yayin is really the oser? I think so. The next piece, when he's talking about not the mitzvah of Zriyas Kilay Kerem, but again, Pentikta Shamalaya, but that's Tav Kuf Mem Tes, right? So there he talks about, you know, the fact that yayin anyway has kind of such an ambivalent or ambiguous, you know, kind of status, you know, because it's, you know, the root of all destruction, you know, even as it's, you know, the, you know, the drink of stature, you know, which plays a role in Dvarim Shebekdusha, right? And probably two sides of the same coin, right? Just like Pentikta Shamalaya, you know, you know, has that kind of connotations. Go ahead. So, Binyamin, do you don't mind?
Yeah.
Right, very interesting. Yeah. So this has to do with, again, so just it's very just very interesting that it, you know, the first one is more about, oh, Yayin's dominance, and this is more about Yayin's precarious, you know, complex, you know, status, you know. Yeah, so the idea that, you know, there would be an uneven also role to play, you know, between the Yayin and everything else, given that it's a separate Isur, it's a different kind of Isur, you know, these roles is very reasonable. Again, these are Tamei Mitzvot, so you have to be careful. There are other Parshanim also, I'm not going to go into them right now. You know, you have to be careful when it comes to matters of halacha. But I do think that the special status that Yayin has in this context is certainly, you know, consistent with the halachas themselves. So, the, you know, these are the interesting questions. Is it an Oser or an Isar? Is it a, you know, like the Oser Dom Shein Shelo issues? Is it, you know, is it, you know, equal, or, you know, the Yayin's playing a greater role in terms of Gedor, in terms of, we'll speak more in a minute, but Girei Didei. Again, the Gemara Menachos Daf Tezvav, which sounds that way. I should mention that the Yerushalmi, I think I mentioned it, certainly as the Gra and the Ritvaz and others understood it, Zayin Dalid, you know, seem, the lines in Yerushalmi, it seems to say the opposite, that the Tvua is the Oser, and the victim is the Yayin. But these are all things to think about. Is Kilaya Kerem, you know, when you're not Zoreya directly, but you just, you know, allow it to grow and to integrate, is that considered a Maisa Hezek? Is that considered, we're going to discuss that in a minute, but I'm just trying to give perspective again, is that a Maisa Hezek? You know, B'Shev Al Tase, what is it? Is it a Garmi? Is it less than that? Of, you know, what is it the action or the Garmi or the Grama of the Balakerem, of the Gefanim? Are the Gefanim causing the problem, but you're the Bailim? Is that the problem? We'll get to that in Kudrastin Degarmi in a minute. Or is it just, you know, none of that is true. It's not the... The more you look in terms of like Yeyush or, you know, Makshava, like the Rishonos of the Ramah, a little bit, you know, Rabbeinu Yonah, especially the Ramban, you know, he's Ma'arvev because of his Yeyush, or like even the language of the Rush, which we'll get to, you know, Perek Besim and Yad Zayin, you know, when he talks about Kilaya Kerem, being, you know, even before you reach the point of Masayim, you know, that it's, you know, it's already Kalaya Karim, it's just not, you know, Kidesh. If you have that line, we're going to get to it in a minute, but that's a very fascinating line, right? You know, some say speak about Bittel, you know, as we've discussed, you know, till you reach the point of Masayim. I wouldn't say Bittel, I just said it's no Tzirah if you don't have enough. So all these questions are really fundamental questions that are, you know, Grama, Garmi, you know, the relationship to Mesachech Gefano, you know, of course, Kozev Neor Kama Batal that we've discussed. It ends up like these are all connected questions about the nature of how this process works, which just brings me to two other points quickly. As I mentioned, the Shiur of Masayim is also a matter of controversy, like the Arishonim who assume it to be Doraisa, the Urayim, the Chinuch, others. There are others who think that it might be Drabanan. The Chaschinuch in particular is very adamant that it's Drabanan and that the real Shiur Doraisa for Malkus is Rov. That changes the entire, you know, picture, obviously, you know, in terms of the things that we've been discussing. Another interesting issue is the question of Tziruf L'Kazayas. Like the Rambam, in Hilchos Macholos, Asuros, Perikud, Halach Vav, you know, assumes that, you know, you can combine for a Shir Kazayas, that the Shir is Kazayas, and that you can combine for a Shir Kazayas, you know, between the different Minim. And there are two interesting things. Number one, some of the Nosei Kalim just point out, Hilchos Chinuch quotes this also, like, you know, there's no makar for this, and the Rambam is assuming it, and some of them suggest that he got it from Basar B'Chalav. Like the Basar B'Chalav, you know, it's a combined kezias of the Basar and the Chalav. So who I didn't hear, you know, it's the Kelaya Karen, so it's one Cheftza, and then one Shame, and, you know, that's what it is. But the Midchas Chinuch, you know, by pointing it out, is basically trying to say, you know, this is... You know, this is not mukrach, and especially in light of what we've been talking about, it's certainly not mukrach, right? If it's really like an osur and an isar, or that it's there never is real shiluv or tziruf, it's all about the, you know, relationship they have with each other. I'm not saying they wouldn't get a kazayas, but I'm saying you certainly wouldn't get a kazayas by comparing it to basar b'chalav. You might for other reasons think that a kazayas, you know, is enough, even being mitzarev, you know, from each. But you might not think that either. It's also very fascinating that the Radvaz on that Rambam, if anybody has that open for a second, feels the need not only to justify, which others do, the Kazayas Shiur Tziruf, but feels the need to justify that there's Malkus for Achila. That's a shocker. He says, after all, I mean, this, she says, like, it is true. Somebody have a line of the Radvaz? Yeah, so it's like the Radvaz is like saying, Vim Tomar, how do you even know that there is an Isra Achila? The Torah says, Pen, you know, Tukta Shamaleya, and that means Srefa or Hana, right? Doesn't mean Achila, right? So his answer is, Encha Isra Hana, Shein Gam, you know, Asur. But of course, this is perfect, you know, for what we were discussing in the Tosas Rid, which is a much more radical view, obviously, you know, which is that, you know, trying to explain that there's a difference between Isra Achila and Isra Ana, and this isn't the Isra Achila. He's not arguing with the facts, he's just saying the Isra Achila here is Midin Ana, not that the Isra Ana is Midin Achila. So these are very interesting issues, and there are way more of them that really are, you know, further manifestations of how we understand Kalai Karim. Okay, so having said that, let's move on to a couple of other things. Before we just go through the Kutr Sinu D'Garmi, I just want to talk about, you know, a couple of issues broadly, and then we'll just play it out through the Kutr Sinu D'Garmi. So the... First, I want to speak about the Ramah, just for a couple of minutes. I think it really, again, it crystallizes a lot of things. Okay. So the question that the Rishonim ask about, you know, Gedor, right? Why is it Al Ha Balakerem as opposed to anybody else? Oh, so just a couple of things first. So for the So what are the different answers to this question? Kiva?
It's because he's being mazik more.
He's a bigger mazik. That's what it seems. First of all, there are those who deny the question entirely. Right? If you hold like the Ramah, I'll say it this way. If you hold like the Ramah and Rabbeinu Yonason and Shittim Kabetzis and Bava Kama, right, the whole thing is just, you know, is all misleading. Correct? Kiva? Right. Right. Why?
This is physically the Kapanim are growing into the other person's...
He's saying, because that depends who has the shear. If both have the shear, the Raman, the Rabbeinu Yonatan, Shidduch Betz Bava Kama, he's saying, if they're both actually equally kishior, then inoch anami. Right? Isn't a lovely gedor? Thank you so much. Right? End of that. Good. I mean, there were two questions, as I point out in the sugya. One is, why are we saying gedor to the balakaren? And they're denying it. They're basically saying, it's a hechatimtzi. You know, how do they know it's a hechatimtzi? They're reconstructing. They're saying, yeah, you're right. Really good question. Can't be. It's got to be, you know, the shiurim are off here. Okay. That's one question. And the second question, as we discussed, is the question of good, good, good. So maybe he is more the mazik than the other guy's more the nizak, but still couldn't you say in archakas nizakin ala nizak laharchik? Right? And that's where you get to a kind of gira delay or something equal to it. Okay. Good. So that's one, you know, perspective. If you take the view, the answer is a Kilayah Karim answer, right, you know, he's the Mazik, from a Kilayah Karim point of view, that's what you were saying a second ago, right? I mean, if the Karim, the Yayin, is the Oser, you know, that would really help. Correct? And who holds that way? Maybe? Could be the Ramban, when he says Mekayim, certainly on the Gedor part, you're Mekayim Kilayim Bekarmo. Why is he Mekayim Kilayim, not the other guy? Right? And then, in Kutrasin the Garmi, it's even more clear that, you know, that the Yayin is the Oser. We'll get that line. And then we have the Tosis Rid, which is more pragmatic, something about the aggressiveness of the growth. Right? And again, in the line in the Rimi Loneil, before he was Dohed, he was saying that also. It's like, what are you going to tell me? The Geffen is the culprit more than the Tvua. Is that really true? And he says no. But the other Rishonim will say yes. And some of the things that we just discussed, another thing, and Gemar Menachos and so on, all support that. Okay. So, that is a second approach. What's interesting is that you have, again, by the way, the Nebuke Yosef language also is very, very clear in our sugya, that the Yayin is the aggressor. Anybody have that language available? The Nebuke Yosef Balatar? Maybe even more than the Ramban? You have it? Yitzhak? No? Can I find it? You know, inside? I don't think I gave it to you specifically. But I can. Yeah, Ezra, go ahead. Oh. There you go. Oh, that's pretty clear. Okay. So those are all interesting and important shittos. But what I do want to speak about for a couple more minutes is Rashi, Tosfos, and the Rama. Okay, Akiva, back to Akiva. So what is Rashi, what is Tosfos, and what is the Rama? So also on the issue of Gedor.
Yeah, we yeah. even say that the Kfar Oser, the Baal HaZra, and the second.
Say that again?
Read Rashi inside.
And then tell me what you think he says.
Oma lo lebala kerem gedor, av v'shali asu d'panachas suas ha-sada, ishim kilayim, v'sha samach baal ha-sada ez ra'av, samach l'gadeh. Right, which is, you know, even though that the Baal HaZra came second, the Gefanim are so much, they're Oser so much so that he is being Oser.
The Gefanim are Oser Mishum Kilayim, or keep reading Rashi.
Because it's Nam with Perek Shemi.
Oh.
Perek Gadar Ben Tai and Zez Samach Magadar Mikan, that's Kinon Osov. Zez Samach Magadar as Zerahav, Mikan. She'en Sham Gadar, Sinam the Perek Shemi.
Oh, so what is Rashi? Is that surprising, that Rashi? That's obvious. It's.
Well, I thought Rashi was saying that the Gefanim are Oser Zerah because of Kilayim.
Well, so what's that to do with the Mishnah on Yadayin?
The Mishnah there on Yadayin is the...
It's talking about Kelai Karim?
That's how he enters. He says Avodas HaKerem could either... On Yadayin, he says Avodas HaKerem could either be Kelayim,
right,
or something else.
Oh. So what's really interesting about Rashi is that he is integrating the din of Avodas HaKerem, the Avodas HaSadeh, or Karim generally, right? But he's also speaking about Kelayim, right? So what I think this means is that Rashi is basically trying to explain that this is a Kelayim halakha that comes from the requirement of Avodas HaSadeh. In other words, I think what he's saying is that Kelayim Kerem, you know, is, again, it's not a typical tarovis. It's not like an object, the unika, you know, alone. Again, according to most Rishonim, right? The unika alone isn't what's doing it, you know, because that's even underground, even if there is a fence and so on and so forth. It's so what is it? And we have different perspectives what it is, right? Ramban is very clear, you know, not so clear, but I think very consistent, I'll say, and so on. I think what Rashi's saying is, you need, for Kelayim Kerem, some sort of tziruf. But the tziruf can come objectively, you know, from Choshen Mishpat, too. You know, you need to separate these things. What's considered mingled or mingling, and what's considered, you know, separate. So if there's a din, you know, even if that din is novea from Avodas HaKerem, from Avodas HaSadeh, right, of Dalet Amos, then that ends up being, you know, a kind of an achshavei, if you want to call it, you know, for Eruv Kerem too. Because of the Choshen Mishpat, this is an unacceptable proximity. And once it is unacceptable proximity, it's also Kelayim Kerem. That's what I think Rashi's saying.
Maybe he's just saying from a technical point of view that a Maharisha brought in between the two.
A what?
A Maharisha. A Maharisha that's brought between the two sons will cause the Gabbana to go over, and then there will be an issue.
But I mean, is that what he says? I don't think that's what he said. I'll look at it again. But I thought he was saying it's the Bala Kerem is the Mazik, because in Choshen Mishpat he has this obligation. And since he has that obligation, Mimela, that defines what the Kelayim is here. One second. One more time. Omer lebala kerem gedar, ata, shelo ya'asru kfanecha es tvuas asada mishum kelayim. Okay, it sounds like kelayim, kelayim, kelayim. Right? And the expectation would be, you know, to hear some kelayim, you know, basis for, you know, the yichus or the emphasis of the yayin or the bala kerem. The fisha samach bala sada zra'av samach legader kiditnan. What he did is fine. Ukesh ein sham gader tznan beperik sheni lo yita adam ilan samach usada chavero. Because of machresha, kidea varas hakarka. Dibahochi haba kilayim. Because that is the case, even though it comes from a different place, in the end of the day, that's still a mitzaref of these things, which is the Isra of Kelayim. That's how I'm reading it. I don't think he's talking about the Machresha actually causing the Kelayim. I don't see that. But, yeah.
What benefit does Rashi get in introducing the Isra component here?
I think he gets the benefit of avoiding a little bit the Yad Ramah and Tosas. Even Tosas, but especially the Yad Ramah. So let me explain. Tosas, I don't think, says what Rashi says. Right? Tosas says what, Akiva? Same source, right? I mean, same principle.
Is
that really Giri Delay? We'll get to that in a second.
Then he starts talking about Delay.
Yeah. Okay, yeah, the rest we don't need. Right. In Tosis and Bava Kama on Daf Kuf, it's a little more expansive why this is Giri Delay. You have it there? Abinyamin, you have it up there?
Yeah,
it's on its way. Okay. Go ahead.
He adds, mefarish b'gemara dalad amar she'amar k'neged avonos ha'kerem v'afili Rav Yosi d'amar hasam al nizik l'harcha k'satzmo ha'amar v'ashi hasam modir b'yosi b'giri dilei v'hacha giri d'bal ha'kerem heim v'chashidinan lei shelo yavi mach b'rishaso v'stech ha'vera.
Yeah, so he says a little bit what Akiva is saying with Rashi, right? That we're actually worried that the Machresha will, whatever, right? But it's a little strange because that's a Choshen Mishpat problem and this is a Kelayim problem, which is why I think Rashi is saying more. Okay. The problem with Tosas is that's Giri Delay. I mean, that really qualifies as Giri Delay. But it's not only Tosas that has this problem. A bunch of Rishonim have this problem. Because we tend to think of Giri Delay, you know, as, you know, really chitzim, you know, like kumbase, you know, practically mazik biadayim, or in the case of Hezekiah, mazik bi'einayim, you know. But the question is that really true? Right? Maybe this is something we talked about way in the beginning. Right? Does the more you look at, you know, alha, you know, mazik laharchik, ala nizik laharchik, the more you look at it like it's hard and fast, like say, you know, really it's ala nizik laharchik. That's what it is. Of course, you know, if this was Baba Kama, not, you know, I'll say it that way, Baba Basra, you know, then of course it would be ala mazik, you know, laharchik, gira dilei. So then I'm looking at Giri Delay as something that is more transformative. At minimum, it's a kumbase. Maybe it's more. Maybe it's like I'm enough of a kumbase, like really I'm shooting chitzim, you know, like that's Bava Kama. Right? However, as we noted from the beginning also, it's very possible that Giri Delay is an adjustment within Bava Basra. Meaning, you have this, you know, kind of dialectical, you know, contest going on, you know, between the Mazik and the Nizak. You know, neither one, you know, is really, I mean, the Mazik, it's, you know, he's not crossing any borders. You know, he's just, Osa B'Toch Shalom, poor guy. You know, Nebuch, it, you know, adversely affects the other guy. And, you know, who says he doesn't have responsibility to help himself? All this is a clock. But if I can break that kind of practically even, you know, status, you know, then it's going to be a lamazik laharchik. Do I really need, in that circumstance, to be kumbase or to even be a mazik, to be above a kama? No. Right? I just need something that justifies, you know, throwing this into the responsibility, giving this, you know, to the mazik, you know, restricting him as opposed to restricting the nizak. And that's the case. Again, we had this in the Sivas when we talked about, you know, we're talking about Bava Kama, Bava Basra there too. The Sivas kind of says this, but we find generally, again, we're not doing the second parak now, but you know, if you really did a big study, we'll see a few just now because, you know, they kind of comes up here quite a bit. If you did a study on, you know, the parameters of Gira Delay, what constitutes Gira Delay, you know, you would find that for some Rishonim it's very, an acute, you know, kumbase, mazik, you know, requirement. And for others, it seems like, you know, barely, you know, a barely perceptible advantage, you know, to the Nizak, or, you know, disadvantage to the Mazik. So it's very interesting, you know, what constitutes this here. Again, with Ramban also we have. I mean, Ramban also has two deos, right? Both in Bava Basra and in Kuntustin Digarmi. You know, whether or not this sugya is lo alibad Rabbi Yosi, because probably there's no gira delay in there, for it should be ala nizak laharchik, since that's how we paskins. Or being makayim kilayim is the difference maker. Now again, we were discussing the other day, right? Yitzhak was saying maybe that's not gira delay, that's a special dinim kilayim. Could be. What I meant was, that I do think it's a din of kilayim. But how does a din of kilayim end up being gira delay? But if all gira delay really needs, you know, is to explain, you know, why it's more the mazik's problem than the nizak's problem, for that you don't need mazik, you don't need bava kama, and you don't even need kumbase. Or maybe you need kumbase, but you don't need mazik. In a second, I'm going to suggest going even further with gira delay. You know, maybe gira delay, all it requires is that we not perceive the nezek as kind of an agav and a davar d'mimela, legally. In other words, in some cases, you could say, listen, I'm doing what I'm doing in my field, right? There's no denying that what I'm doing in my field ends up adversely affecting you, but is that me, you know, or is that just, you know, circumstances? It's agav and mimela. But maybe for gira delay, all it needs to be is attributed to me. It can still be sheval tasa, mikochi. Is it mikochi or is it I'm doing what I'm doing and mimela, this is the result? Very subtle legal distinction. I'll get to that in just a second to explain what I mean. So I think that Tosas, now at least Tosas is not saying, well, I mean they are, but they're not saying that's the reason why your chai bachrai is necessarily. Although, maybe you could go further with that. The Rama has a very expansive, controversial, you know, sheet. Yeah.
Is it maybe it's l'shitaso that Rashi here doesn't mention gira delay because Rashi in Bar Mitzia, that Pekir Zayin, says that gira delay is more like according to Yosef Stam, like it's grama, a gira delay makes it more like a maisa nezek.
Yeah, and that you don't have that here.
Right,
right. And then right. Tosis on Chafei's re-understanding. So that's why here it's just a din in Kelai. He's saying it's, right. No, because it's you're the mazik of Kelai.
Right.
Nothing to do with Avodah Sakarka, you know, then, you know, kind of making the difference, you know, between what otherwise is an equal. That's what you're saying.
Yeah, I mean, Giri Delay is just not applicable.
Right.
Yeah. And then Tosis here quotes Giri Delay, later on has a different understanding of Giri Delay, where he says...
Which one are you talking about?
On Chafetz.
Yeah.
He says, "Dimei ha'ishay k'mishdakcha hezeka," which is like not the same thing as saying it's like a normal nice hezek.
Correct. It's like kind of what I was saying, which is there's a hezek here. It's not just a nezek.
Right.
You know, but it's not kumbase, and it's not maisa hezek. It's not gami either.
Right. So then it would be l'shitasa that he asks both Tosas here.
Yeah, so I like it, very good. So the Adrama, yeah.
Just to clarify what we're saying for Rashi, what's the like chronology of how this works? Meaning, it's first going to be Kalei Karen, then we institute...
No, I'm saying because there's a din in general of Avodah Sakarka and Dalet Amos...
Which stems to the Maharesha.
Yeah.
So you have to
decide
to go to the
Maharesha. That is what the term, because that's like a chalos, I'm giving an example, a kind of an achshavei,
right.
You know, but with the assumption that, you know, if Kalei Karen had been a din... in like objectively in being you know like something like Basa Bechalov, you know, then that who would care?
So is that different than Tosos?
I think so, because I don't think Tosos is saying that there's that this affects the Kelei Karim. I think Tosos is saying it's straight a din that in the Chashash of the Machresha, you know, the Chosha Mishpat in its own right, you know, and I think the Chiddush in Tosos is that you're talking about a Kelei Karim halacha, but the factor, you know, the difference maker is Chosha Mishpat. Whereas I think what I'm saying for Rashi, that's this because of the seamless transition, right? Debahochi haba kelayim, is that, you know, the Chosha Mishpat ends up being consequential to how you're looking at the process of Kelei Karim. That's the difference.
Making the Kelei Karim.
Yeah, exactly. So, but look at the Rama. What does the Rama say? Akiva, I think you were... Was that quarterbacking? Is that the right...
I don't have an accent.
What?
No.
Did you see it?
I can read it now.
Oh, you never saw it before? Okay. Josh, you saw it?
Yeah.
Very fascinating, I don't know. Very... The question is like... Yeah. Yeah. Let's talk about the Adrama for a couple of minutes. Yeah. Josh, what's the Yadama?
He's very expansive in the case of Kalayim. He thinks it would even apply to other responsibilities that you would need a fence for, like a robber, for example.
Yeah, let's say you have an obligation to build a fence for whatever reason. You didn't build a fence, and then somebody stole something from the property. And let's assume for the moment that your obligation to build a fence had nothing to do with robbery, even. Even if it did, frankly. Let's say you're obligated to build a fence, you know, to prevent, you know, theft. And you didn't, or you were lazy. He hired you for that. And then the object was stolen. Not so obvious that you'd be chayav for that. You might be, you know, you've been delinquent in your, you know, if there was some sort of contract, you know, that would be one thing. But you didn't do the stealing, right? Kol Shekain, let's say there's some other reason you're obligated to build a fence. You're obligated to build a fence because of, you know, Avodas HaKerem or Avodas HaSada. Okay? And you didn't. And then somebody stole the object? So it sounds like what the Yad Ramah is saying, Josh, how does he understand our sugya?
He thinks this is not a din and kolan, Kol Shekain Mishwa thing.
Because of the Kalayim later, but the Kalayim is just a Hechatimtzi for Nezek or for Yisra Hanah. This Yisra Hanah was caused by a Choshen Mishpat. It's not a Giri delay, right? Even, he doesn't quote, you know. But it's faster also the language. So it sounds like what the Yad Ramah is saying is, and you know, the Yad Ramah is an expansion of what? What would you say? How would you characterize it? What category, legal category, does it seem to be, you know, extensively expanding? Yeah, but even better, grama, right? It is achrayas, but it's be, it's, in other words, what is he saying? Shmamina, you have it? He doesn't say why, it doesn't matter why, right? I'm just saying, even if it was because the guy hired you for that, but who cares? Yeah, the Asu Ganvi.
Wow.
The Afa Gav the Loka Avid Mice. That's also interesting. Meaning, otherwise, you know, there's nothing. This even that is pretty. It's pretty flimsy. So, first of all, it's very interesting that he uses the expression Afa Gav the Loka Avid Mice, which is understandable. But it's very honest. You know, he didn't do anything. He just, you know, neglected to build a fence. He neglected to build a fence. He was obligated to build a fence for some other reason. And the absence of a fence has another consequence. Good name. Wow. That is wild, right? So the tour, well, probably, this is like a whole discussion. Anybody have it? The tour in Simen Kuf Nun Hei quotes this Yad Ramah. But even before we get to it, we understand this is a very expansive view. Probably read the Gemara that there's a din of Avodas HaKerem, and therefore you have to build a fence in this case, if you're going to plant whatever. And if you don't, then whatever consequences result, you know, indirectly from the absence of this fence are your responsibility. That's a huge expansion of grama. Right? So it very very well may be. I mean, their tour in Kol Shekain Mishpat elsewhere actually does say that the Ramah is very expansive on grama, you know. And by the way, his expansiveness in grama is consistent with. The question is, where does he draw the line though? Is consistent with Apagav de Loka Avid Maisa. Right, he's acknowledging that he didn't do anything. I mean, somebody else stole the object. What he did was he didn't build the fence. Yeah. Say that one more time. Anybody who mixes grama and garmi.
Anyone who thinks grama and garmi is the same.
Right.
Like Rashi may have. So maybe they would all agree to the same point, right? That now every possible grama becomes higher.
Yeah, and maybe. I mean, for the Ramah, you're saying. Maybe. But what's interesting is the way that it was, it's certainly a huge expansion of grama. You'd like to know what's not, put it that way. I guess if there's something that is so contingent, you know, like, you know, maybe it couldn't have, I guess, like in retrospect, you know, we can draw the line. But this is not prospectively predictable, at all. It's not Borei Zeka. It's not Miyad, but we'll see in a moment what the Bach says. But the
it's not much worse than a lot of the other classic Rama cases that the Gemara cites with Rama, like where we've gathered with the Ansariya.
Yeah, so that's exactly the point. That's where the Tur comes in. I mean, so exactly. So the Tur quotes the Rush and says, "Oh, the Rush disagrees with this because it's no better. In fact, it's worse. I mean, it's less." Is what I mean. Then Poreitz Geder, you know, and then the Behema runs away. Is it better or worse? This case. Less or more? Less. One would think it's less, right? Because, you know, you knock down the fence and the animal left. Okay, you didn't pull the animal out. That's far more, if you're talking about predictability, you know, unless Bessie really likes his, you know, her barn. I don't know. But Bessie's a domestic animal. I don't know. But, you know, yeah, so that's what the Tur. Anybody have the line of the Tur? Is it up there?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Because of Arama is out.
Was it Kufnun Hay?
Kufnun Zayner.
Kufnun Zayin? I thought it was Kufnun Hay.
Kufnun Zayner.
Oh, okay. Go ahead.
Because of Aramaz, Aman the Mischayim Lemigdar Bino Bin Chaveru Velo Gadar VeAsu Ganvi VeGamvile Midi Derech Hagadar Chayim LeShlumele VeChein Kol Agorim LaAsudim Amona DeChaveri Ki Agavno Af Agav DeLo Asa Aved Maisa VeHu Dasri Meikar VeLoni Hira Ladon Rabbi Arashda VeAfilu Parit Gadar BeFein Hemes Chaveru VeYadayim Potter Midini Adam Al Behem.
Notice he says VeYadayim. That's in one case you neglected to build a fence, and somebody came along, and they so you have two things. Number one, you didn't do anything physical, right? You refrained, you abstained. Number two, right? All the you know, there's somebody else is the culprit completely. A different gavra who's the culprit, the ganav, right? And yet. Now, of course, so this is, what would we call this? I would call it, you know, a contributory, you know, factor. A contributing factor. You know, it wasn't predictive that just because, I mean, it depends what kind of society you live in, I guess, but, you know, per se, you know, it's not predictive. And either way, it's not Mimela. It's not Borei Zeka. It's not Miyad. You know, to use some of the typical categories of, you know, how you define Garmi versus Grumma, right? Or Grumma, which is Chayv, and Grumma, which is Pot, or whatever you want to call it. I would think that this is like one of the least. And is it also true that if the fence had been up, that would have. So it is a necessary contributing factor. Okay? But definitely not sufficient. And definitely not immediate, and definitely not predictive. Okay? What about Poreitz Geder B'fnei Behema? Okay, first of all, there's an action. Not the action of leading the animal to freedom. Okay, but at least you broke the fence. Right? It is way more predictive. So what the Rosh is saying, I think it's very reasonable. The Rosh is saying, what? Even Poreitz Geder, which is a Maisa, is only viewed as, maybe it isn't a Maisa Alpidin, because, you know, he just broke the fence. Let him pay for the fence. That's not Garmi or Grama. That's Mazik. But still, Bessie didn't have to leave. Correct? And even that's not considered. So that, I think some of the Achronim point out that the Rama actually does hold that Poreitz Geder B'fnei Behema is Chayim. Which is interesting. But the Bach, if you look on the Tur, is very fascinating. It's like very, I don't know, very hard to understand, but it's a phenomenon in a way. The Bach says, I don't get the Rush. Who has the Bach open? Go ahead. It's okay.
It's Amani. The Alo Arush, who say, Kosa Bachalik, in Ahid, the Torah's Gadget, Tim Hans Haveri, the Potter, who been half the Nifrits of Amal of the Dorb, and his Ashman, and the Logodja, the Chayim.
Wow. So what's he saying? The Bach What does the Rosh and the Tur want from the poor, you know, from the poor Rama? They themselves make a parallel distinction between Poritz Geder, Lifnei Behema, and our case, again. Right? Kilaya Karim, Nifritza, Omer Lagador. Meaning what? What's going to come? You can already see, like you start reading it and you're scratching your head. Meaning what? The Bach is going to tell you that the Ramaz case, right, is more like the Yeush Kilaya Karim case, right? But not to explain Gedor, but to explain why you're Chayiv, why it's Aser Bahana, right? And why you're Chayiv Akrayas. More so than Poreitz Geder? Okay, so how's that going to go? Let's hear. Wait. So what's he saying? Firstly, the Kilayim case is Bari Azeka. And Bari Azeka is also considered a Maisa. That's important. But the Ramah says you don't even need a Maisa. He admits there's no Maisa. Okay, keep going. Moreover, this is the line that we were talking about before. In the rush. That's very fascinating, by the way. This is not obvious at all. Right? B'shas yeush nasa kilayim, even though there's no shir masayim, it's kilayim, just that there's no chiyuv. It's a maisa kilayim immediately. Wow. Okay, it says it's Batel or something, right? There are others who say his name is Batel. Go ahead. I mean, there's something called Maisa Kilayim Miad. It's just not Oser Miad. That's Mechudash. That the Rush says. That's not the Bach. But go ahead. Now, I totally agree that in the relationship between Poreitz Geder Bifnei Behema and the Yeush, which is Osa Kilayim, you know, that chiluk, that the Kilayim should be Chayim, is Chayim, and is understandably Chayim, while the Poreitz Geder is not, that's totally understandable. What does this have to do with the Ramah? Keep going.
So Mahashta, Whoa.
We thought it was even, you know, less problematic than Poritz Bifnei Behema. Right? He's saying it's even more problematic than the Yeish of Kelayim. How's that?
The Kivon, the Hisrabo, may Karo, Bahamar, Logidor, Vinis Yaish, Velo Godar, Bari Haziga, the Ganovim, Vinasa Miyad, the Choshev Maisa.
What? The guy knocked down a fence. Another guy. The guy was obligated to build a fence for some other reason. He didn't build it. That's considered. The Ramah himself says it's not a Maisa. He admits that. And now it's considered like Bari Hazeka and Miyad?
It doesn't seem like the Adarma is extending his din from the din of Kilayim.
No, for sure. But that's because what he's saying, I think what the Ramah is trying to explain is, there's a din of Avodas HaKeren. The Ramah is trying to explain the Gedor and why it's on the Mazik.
Right.
He's not trying to explain, you know, in this case, why there's a chi of Achrayas. He said, like, why is it on me and not on him? That there's Isur Hana, and therefore it's somebody should have to, if it is on him, that he should have to pay, that's because of the other things. It's Miyad, it's Bari Azeka. The question is, but why me more than the other guy? Okay, as far as that is concerned, right? But what the Bach is saying is, that I'm obligated to put up a wall for some other reason, maybe because of Hezekiah, I don't know, okay, or Avodas HaKerem, I don't put it up, and then the thief comes in the middle of the night and takes the objects. I'm chayiv for that. That's considered miyad. The second that what? That I don't put up the wall. I didn't even do anything. In the other case, I'm nisyayish, and the yayish triggers kilayim, even if it doesn't yet trigger Tosefes Masayim. So it's both the Rosh is chiddush about miyad is a chiddush about Tosefes and so on. As for the Bar Yezekah, that's true. It's going to happen already. It's predictive. It's predictive that just because I didn't build the fence because of some other reason that a thief is going to come, and that thief has no response. He's not mafkia my obligation, right? You keep going.
So gam agonim kasu kach b'tshuva k'mo shekasu b'tzil sekan v'chin kasu b'simikol shenhei v'chudashim sefdalet v'chashiv legirin. The tama zeh b'tzilzit v'lam girin in v'lam milsehi d'agonim halchika amri d'kivan d'modir em yosi b'gire umay niyu hezek haba mikocho alma d'chamir hezek haba mikocho hachanami hezek gadol kazet d'ganavim haba mikocho chashiv k'ilu asa maisa b'gire d'ilay.
So what is this other, what's this Gaonim thing with the Beis Yosef? Some sort of an interesting case, right, where people live, our neighbors, you see it, the Beis Yosef? People are neighbors, and one guy's field was like, something happened to it and it became open. What's the matter?
No, I'm saying it's like this like desolate...
desolate thing, and people can get through there. Yeah. So, I don't know if it's quite haunted, but could be, right? Yeah. So, according to the Rambam, it would probably only be like haunted. We didn't mean as chasidos. But right. So like it's open because of his desolate property. My property is vulnerable. That's what's going on. Correct. So the guy says to him, "Listen, sell me the property, or you have it there. Is there a Moshe Gaon or something in the Beis Yosef?" So it's also one of these wild Gira Delay cases, one of these wild expansions of Gira Delay. Got it?
Because of Arama, Man Shaila Migdar, so Mishimer Moshe Gon, Shnei Yisrael, Mishishlam, Shtei Chatzir, so Achas Niyam Chareva. Valmer Lo, Shachin Baal Chareva, O Bene, O Gedor, O Mechor, Shaganovim Baal Malinu Belaila.
First of all, he told him, it's a different case. It's better and worse than the Rama's case, even though the Beis Yosef was quoting it in context of it. Right? But he said to him, "Look, I'm worried about Ganovim coming from your property." But it's his own property.
So
it's your problem.
Right. So Modir Rav Yosi Begiri Dilei. Shalamazik Laharka Gatzmo.
Wow.
Umayniyu Hezek Sheba Mikofo. Ve'tamani Alze Heich Kar Lover Zeh Giri Dilei.
Why is that Giri Dilei? It's Sheval Tasa Lagamri. And there's no obligation. He doesn't have any obligation to him. Right? At least in the Ramaz case, it was some obligation, even if it wasn't because of Ganabim, to build a wall. So he dropped the ball. He didn't meet his responsibility in Area A, and as a consequence, there happened to be a direct contribution to a damage in Area B. I don't mean physical area. I mean Tchum A and Tchum B, right? That's one kind of a case. So the Bach says it's all good. It's all Gira Delay. The Bach's definition of Gira Delay here is what? And then the Tshuva Saras, of course, is also fascinating. Hezek Gadol is a substitute for Gira Delay, right? But what the Bach keeps repeating is, what does Gira Delay mean? Hanezek ba mikocho. Meaning what? Not Not mikocho kumbase. There's no kumbase in these cases. That's what the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef is saying, what is this giri delay? There's no giri delay here. Right? But the Bach is saying, no. What is giri delay? Giri delay is ha-nezek ba-mikocho. As opposed to what? This is what I'm saying. Ha-nezek ba-mimeila. You know, hu-asa masha hu-asa, which was perfectly legitimate because it was his own property. And mimeila, agav. Now again, how do you determine what is agav and mimeila and what is ba-mikocho? Is it, the quality of the nezek? Is it the, whether you were warned in advance? Well, what exactly is that? Is it, it's not, how big a breach is it, in terms of, restricting yourself in your own property? I'm not quite sure. Okay. Actually, this is quoted. Now, the Shach does take on this Bach. Right? The Shach, the Ramah quotes this Rav Moshe Gaon thing. Do you have it there, Josh?
That's what everybody said,
Kufnun
Hay.
Oh, that's Kufnun
Hay.
Yeah. The tour part wasn't Kufnun Hay? You're saying no?
I argue.
I thought on my tour it was. One second. Actually.
Maybe it's in both.
Maybe. Interesting. Okay, I'm only going to look for one second.
Unless Bar Ilan changes the Siman, it's definitely also in
Kufnun
Hay.
Yeah,
can
you change
it? What? Yeah, Yamim might change it. One second. You're right, it's Kufnun Zion. Kufnun Zion Hay. Ah. Because of Rama. Okay. Do you have the Rama has the... Doesn't have the Rama, doesn't have the Rama, but he has the Beis Yosef Ramosha Moshe Gaon. You have it?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Shnei Shechenim Hadorim B'yachad U'Beis Yosef Al-Achad Nefrat Ha'idiz Ha'boim Ganavim U'Bais Sheini. Not as good as the other.
Bais Sheini. Yeah.
Right.
You mean the haunted part is totally out of there.
I don't know why I call that so long. Yesh orim gadinim ovid tzarech l'kakim hezeko. That's just that. And then v'yesh holkim, they'll all have a gary delay, explain the Beis Yosef. V'chainim lo gadja v'nais lo hezek patim v'lishalim v'li v'yavash.
Yeah. Now the shach, and what is it, Sivkot l'chav beis?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
He quotes the Bach, the Dimos of the Mechitzas HaKerem, Shenifritza, Beperek HaShotun, Uve'enai Ra'ayoso, Ke'uchla Ledana. Kishani Hasan Behezek Kilayim, Bari Kishenifritza, Aval Ganovim, Man Lemelon, Da'asi.
Yeah.
Yoser Bari Uazeka, the Porit Gadib, if they behave as Hadidu.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's the Shach. So what is, so again, some Achorim just point out that the Rama in general has a very expansive chiyuv, grama, garmi, whatever you want to call it. Okay. Again, you have to figure out what's excluded. It could, anything that is contributory, meaning without which there wouldn't be a problem, is sufficient for a chiyuv. But it's very interesting that according to the Rama, at least, the Rama is acknowledging that there's no maisa. There physically there's no maisa, and legally there's no maisa. What's fascinating is that the Bach, I just don't understand. I think what the Shach says about the Bach is totally correct. Okay, so that is an interesting, but I think where the Rama gets it from in the Sugya is that, he's going with Bali Tosis, but further even. And that is, the obligation, the gedor here is because of Avodas HaKerem. The consequence is Kilayim. I just think that there's a much greater, there's a Maisa, there's a Miyad, there's a Bari, there's still much more of a Kesher, even for that case, or Bali Tosis case, than to say, you don't need a Maisa, all you need is, some sort of contributory factor without which this wouldn't have happened, and he was obligated. Yeah?
Bach sounds a lot like Moshiach and Hasek, right?
Yeah, but remember that at least Moshiach and Hasek, right, is still within, the it's a chiyuv shmirah, and it's understandable from within. This is
he has a
chiyuv get there, but it could be for 100 different reasons. Right, I'm just saying, if his chiyuv get there had something to do with shmirah minaganavim, you know, then I would understand it a little more. You know, but for all we know, and I think the shma mina from the sugya is no, you can be the mazik for the kelayim, even though the reason that you had a greater obligation to prevent this, you know, was silkos hachalkas nazak. I think that is not comparable to Bashayak Mazik. You know what I'm saying? But I agree with you that it is something like that. It's just that it's a huge leap in application to it. Either way. Okay. So just to sum up, you have this Rama. Again, for Tosis, I think, it's not. Tosis is expanding Gira Delay. You know, once you expand Gira Delay, the Kelayim party is doing. For Tosis, it's trying to distinguish between, you know, the mazik is being, fully. I'm sorry. The bala kerem is fully being mazik, or shnei mazikim zeh. So say, oh, he had an obligation, so that puts him over the edge on that, which he's already a competitor. For the Rama, as I say, you know, what does he have to do with the ganav? Okay. So anyways, it's a very fascinating thing. And then you have the Bach, which is fascinating, but a real expansion of Gira Delay. Then you have the Beis Yosef discussion and the Rama in Kufnun Hay about Bina Beis Yosef and Kufnun Zayin and the Rama in Kufnun Hay, which is about, again, Gira Delay. Frankly, by the way, which case is better or worse, the Rama or the Rav Moshe Gaon? Rav Moshe Gaon is more mechudash in another respect, and that is, he didn't have any obligation to put up a wall. Right? At least in the case of the Rama, the guy had an obligation that he abstained from. He was neglectful of his obligation. It was an obligation that had to do with some other consideration. That's what makes it mechudash. But in the other case, you see, he basically said to him, you know, this is not fair. You know, either build a fence or sell me the property or do something. And the other guy says, it's my property, leave me alone. He wasn't obligated to build a fence. A guy says that to you, that makes you obligated to build a fence? Right? That's Girida. It happened, so it, okay. I mean, I think it's Tamua. The Bach thinks, no, it's great. It's Mikoko. As long as you can, I don't think the Rama would have agreed with the Rav Moshe Gaon case. Even. Okay.
Is it really so like far from being like neighbors who have to build like a beishar, like a surrounding wall together?
That's a different story. That's a communal, you know, that's taxes. You know, you live in a community, so everybody is responsible, you know, that the you live in a gated community. Right, so everybody's responsible that the security, you know, at the entrance, you know, is proper. That taxes, and that's why, you know, I think the Nesivus' comment is a great comment. You know, there, you know, it should go proportionally to, you know, what you benefit from, and so on and so forth. But here we're talking about two private properties. I live next to you. You know, I understand the Rav Moshe Gaon a little bit. I mean, I think the Rav Moshe Gaon, the difference is, let's say, the relationship between the Rama and the Rav Moshe Gaon case, I think, is in both directions. Let's put it this way. Because part of the Rav Moshe Gaon case is, oh, this is really a bad neighborhood. You know, this is the South Bronx, or I don't know, whatever it is. Right? So, you know. The Gnevos are the default. That's the case whether it's formulated. He's saying, listen, again, I'm telling you in advance that you're endangering my property by keeping your property this way. And that I understand. Does that create a chiyuv binyan, or does that make it more, you know, a predictable, and therefore, you know, more of a grama? But that's not the case of the Rama. the Pashtos. I mean, the Bach said, obviously Bach lived in a really crime-infested, place, or he was very pessimistic, right? But the Pashtos of the Ramah, he's obligated to build a fence, and then, the first Geneva, I'm exaggerating also, first, theft ever in this little, in the town, takes place. Wouldn't happen if not for him. Right? I mean, the Bach, says, oh, that's Miyad, and that's Bari Azeka. Like, where did he live? Poland was so, crime infested. Anybody here from Poland? Okay. I don't know. Okay. Or a Moshe Gaon also. But a Moshe Gaon, it's like, oh, and this is a bad neighborhood. It's not like an across the board thing. Good. Let's talk about a little bit about Garmi and the Ramban. First, we'll talk it out a little bit, and then I want to go through the Rambans very quickly. So, okay, we're good enough with Gedor and Girudidei. Obviously, there's much more to talk about, but that at least the sugya is in front of us. Let's talk about Dina de Garmi, a little bit of Hezek Shein and Nikar, and so on. Oh. So our Gemara here is doesn't say anything about Dina de Garmi, actually. But the Gemara Bava Kama, right? Ezra? Get Ezra back in play here. Gemara Bava Kama, Daf Kuf, is about Dina de Garmi. It's looking for the Mandam Ardina de Garmi, and it finds him, right here in Kalayakara. Correct? Okay. So, this becomes an interesting question, just to make clear what the issues are. It becomes an interesting question on two levels. Let's just identify the questions, and then we'll look at the language of the Ramban a little more. Number one, Mesachech. Number two, our case, right? Number three, the problem of Hezek Shein and Ikar. Okay, so let's take each one just to what the problem is. Let's talk about Mesachech for a minute. What's the issue of Mesachech? It sounds like what? Mesachech depends on Garmi or not depends on Garmi? What is Mesachech? Mesachech Gefano. Oh, he's doing a physical mile. Unlike the our case, right, which is he's not, preventing, the irvuv and the hezek, right? In the case of the sachech, he's physically, being ma'ari, correct? Ezra? Okay. So what do you think? Is that that's garmi or that's ma'isa hezek?
We're using it to prove Rami Meir.
What?
To
so is it or isn't it? That's the question, right? So it ends up being an interesting machlokes harishon. Tosfos discusses that here and there. I mean, here on Amud Aleph, and there also by Daf Kuf, correct, Ezra? And the halacha it ends up being a debate, right? The Ramban in Kudras Dina de Garmi is of the opinion that Mesachech has nothing to do with Garmi. Correct? He calls it Tama Rabba or something? No? Is that right? He says the Garmi... Oh, I don't have it here. The Garmi is... The Chitema Shaini Hachad on Mesachech B'Yadayim. This is the beginning of Kudshin Garmi. Right? On the Karak, a Sokadaita, Trameir, the Mesachech, who did doing Dina de Garmi. Sounds like in the beginning of the Sugya that Mesachech is only a Levit Rabbi Meir, which is what Ezra just said. A lot Kushi. Chada, Kivdomi, Reaver, Rab Shimon, Dolom, Mitzar, Klal, Sulo, Itzrich, and Lefluge. In Bechai, Valov, Alav, Urcha, the Tanoi, Lemaymar, Tim Salomar, Adaraba, Idaina, Dina de Garmi, Abel, Lemaymar, Potter, Shannon, Bosadov, Shannon, Shalov, Loktani, Hachi, Goat. Meaning what? It's not Garbi. Correct? Says the Ramban, Taima Rabba Hu. meaning that there was a havamina of the Gemara. So at least there's a havamina that Masachek is Garmi, and the Maskana, says the Ramban, Taima Rabahu, Shaini Hosam to be a daim Ka'ovin. Correct? But the Rush in Baba Basra, Beis Yud Zayin, that same piece, and Rabbeinu Yonason, and the Raivin in Baba Kama also, continue to portray Masachek as Garmi. Right? So what do you make of that machlokas, Ezra? It is biadayim. Ramban says that's time araba. What do you think? Could it be just garmi? So it's an interesting question. Again, it's hard to know, is it a machlokas about Kalaya Karen, or is it a machlokas about garmi? Right? On the Kilai Karim side, you know, we're now way more sensitized, you know, to some of the subtleties and complexities, you know, so we can really appreciate, like, the range of views, but it still makes it difficult, you know, to be Machria. Okay. By which I mean, if it's physical Irvuv alone, then Besachek is not Garmi, Masachek is Mazik Biadayim, which is what Ramban says. However, because there is a din of Einanam Oser Davar She'ina Shalo, you know, you could have the physical Irvov, right, and it will cause Kilayim. Right, Ezra? And what's the consequence of that, conceptually? Or maybe it isn't even an Iser until that point, right? Because they ended up Oser Dover Shem Shalom. I mean, again, could be. But the bigger point is, let's say it's, you know, it's not a problem of Shel Chavero. But it had been Shel Chavero, you know, the physical part wouldn't have worked. So what, it's just an Ikuv, but the Mechayev is the Irvuv? But there's a hafkas, iser, or kiddush, you know, b'mokom, you know, shalo nichale, or he doesn't have the bailus to do it, or no, the very fact that this is a factor and it isn't a physical, you know, the very fact that it's a factor shows that it's never physical, just that always it's implicit nicha, but there's always a makshava component together with the Maisa, and maybe it's always true what Ramban says, which is that the Yeush is the Ma'arvev. Right? So, in light of everything we discussed, we can totally understand why Masachek Biadayim isn't necessarily independent of Garmi. Right? Okay. That's point number one. Point number two, okay, is that, but, you know, Omer la Gedar and Nisyaish, you know, Hareza Kidesh, V'chayiv Bachrayus, that the Gemara certainly says is Garmi. Correct? So, just like there could be an open question, depending on how you understand Kilaya Karim, right, whether or not physical Irvuv, Masachek, maybe isn't more than Garmi, it's not Maisa Yadayim. So too, right, you might wonder whether, you know, Nisyaish, Kisha Amar Lo Gedar, and he didn't do anything physical except for abstain from building a wall, you might wonder, A, whether that is more than Garmi. Maybe it's Shoro, right? Maybe the Gefanim, which you own, are being Mazik, the Adayim. Right? Just like we could explain that Masachek isn't Mazik the Adayim, maybe we could explain, you know, that Beli Masachek, you know, the Gefanim are holchim the, you know, the Osrim, you know, as a Tvua. So that's not Garbi. That's Shor HaMazik. Right? Whose question, Ezra? The Ramban. Right? That's the question of the Ramban in Kuntrastina Vigarmi. Here. Hechashamina mehaim asisin the dainin and dina digarmi hamamonohu umamonohu the azik. Right? It's not garmi. Garmi means, right, indirect or whatever, causal hezek. This is physical hezek. It's like Masach Gefano to say he's not doing it. His Gefanim are being ma'ariv. He owns the Gefanim. Okay, he says his property, something that he owns, right, is doing the hezek. It's marching, you know, towards the tvua and being ma'arveh bit. Is that true? Shagifanim shalo heim shaholchin umis arvin im tvaso shal kavero. Now, to say that, right, you have to think, number one, that there's an oser here, not just an iser mimela, beirvu, the result of Yerbu. And you also have to think that it's the Gefanim, not the Tvua. Right? Either physically, because of their aggressiveness, or better, Alpidin, because that's what Kelayakarim is really all about. Right? Uma'akash olav ligdar mipnei ha'isur v'lo minin al anizok laharchi gesatzmo amai lo lechayiv l'kula alma, even if you don't hold dina degarmi. Hashorahu de lo tafach be'ape. Well, he didn't close the door of the barn, and the shore is goring everybody. Meaning he didn't hold back the Gefanim. The Gefanim are marching, like you can almost hear the, you know, the military band, you know, accompanying them. You know, they're marching, you know, to destroy, to obliterate, you know, the Tvua by commingling with them. Right? Ma'achar shahaya lo ligdor v'lo gadra. Umafarkinan le rabbanon zalahach kusha dula mitzvah machmas irvav lechude. If the physical irvav, you know, was the mechayiv and anachanami, it would be gefano which is doing it. Elam ipneshin is yaish miligdor. It's not the irvav; it's the combination of the irvav. Right, and the Yeyush, and especially for the Ramban, it's really the Yeyush. Not a davar katan here, right? Yeyusho hua gore ma'isur. It's the Bailim who are Oser, not the Gefanim. Not because necessarily the Gefanim, as opposed to the Tvua, are not the Oser, but it's because the Gefanim are just a tool in the hands of the Bailim and his Yeyush is the Irvuv. Ah, Behua Gorim Lishayim, Begomili Masnisen, the second Kilayim, and then the Nicha, and so on. I'm skipping. Afobishad, the Lord of Dr. Oker, Yeusho Umachshavta, Husha Asro, Husha Chayiv Lishalim. Now, he attributes this very generously, in my opinion. Kach Tiretz Arab Rabbitzak Atzarfati Baleitosis. Really? No. That's, the Bali Tosas just said, as we discussed, that Yeyush, you know, and Makshava, Nicha, are factors in Eidon Basadav Shen Shalom, right? In, you know, and so on. That's what Bali Tosas said. They never formulated as strongly as the Ramban that the Yeyush is the Ma'arvev, or that the Yeyush is the Oser, or that the Yeyush is the Goreim. Right, but this is the Ramban kind of projecting his expansion through Balei Tosas, very generously. Okay. If you take the view that the Gefanim, you know, either way are just the Cheftza, the question wouldn't get off the ground. And if you took the view, okay, well, we'll leave it at that for the moment. Yeah. The other Deya in the Ramban is the exact opposite. Ikad Salik Adaite Lutrutse Shiny hacha, she'ein kanezek alamachmas grama. Afagafanim shalo einan mazik in esatru ala shein gormin leisar shayava. What's this, Aaron? What's this line? The opposite. What's he saying? There's no oseren kelayim, not the gavra, not the gafanim. It's just, it's basar b'chalav, basically. You know, there's a mimela, a mixture, because somebody didn't. So what is that? Eina nezek ela machmas grama. He didn't stop the march. The march isn't what's oser. Sh'afa gafanim shalo. That's not sure. Eina mazika nesatvua. Ela shem gorman le'isar shayavo. Right? They're not mazik. But then he says, if you're going to go that far, which he's not comfortable with for his own reasons, l'shitaso, v'adayin tzrichin l'divrei harav Rav Yitzchak, namely that the gavra has something to do with it, because if it's just neglect and mimela, she'im kein, havalei hezek she'eno nikar, v'lo shmei hezek, then there's no chefza shel nezek either. It's just a mimela irvuv. El mishum knasa. Below Sfir Lanami Kabase. Avagamda Dainin and Dina Digarni. Wow. If it was true that this was a Dover de Mimela, and there was no Maisa Irvu, no Heftza, you know, of Kilaya Karamber consequent of that, then that would be I would have said maybe it's not even Dina Digarmi, but okay. But what he is saying is if we has a Kshena Nikar. Ela vaday ha'irvuv hu ha'hezek u'kishoronagach dami. Except it isn't really shoronagach because it's the gavra. What is he benefiting from here? What he's saying is, what is hezek sheinu nikar? We'll get back to Tosfos a little later. Oh, we're going to stop a minute. Ela vaday ha'irvuv hu ha'hezek u'kishoronagach dami. If not for the other thing that he just said, right? Meaning, if it's the Maisa ear, you have, it's Hezek Nikar because the Maisa Hezek is Nikar. What's the problem of Hezek Shenu Nikar? That's a big issue. You could have thought Hezek Shenu Nikar is any time there's halachic Nezek and not physical Nezek. But if that were the case, then Kelaya Kerem, in many other cases, right, would be potter. So apparently it's not halachic versus physical. But then what is it? But here's a question. According to the Ramban, the chefsa shel nezek, or the mazik, has to be nikar. Like in the case of tuma. Right? The chefza shel nezek is not nikar. It could be the sheretz is nikar, the mazik. But the hefsed and or hezek is never nikar. It's always invisible. But the irvuv kelayim isn't just a method of mimela creating, you know, the equivalent of basar b'chala. It is the oser. And therefore you... What's nikar is the hezek is nikar. The hefsed and the hezek is nikar, but especially the hezek. Ah, the ode, she'im kein havale gromas mamono, u'mamona hagorim hezek, imeno mazik mamish pater. L'mazadoma l'shor shenafa l'bar, b'hivish esmeima b'recho shu pater. Afagav d'daimin indeed b'garmi. I mean, if you want to go so far with this and say, oh, Kerem, Kalaya Kerem, it's just, you know, Chafza Shal Nezek Habam Mimela. Then you might even say that that it's Pater Lagamri. It's even less than Garmi. Because it's the grama of the shore. But the shore's not Mazik, but the Gefanim, the shore, you know, it's part of the Nezek. But Ode, Habasamach Amin de Mazik Biadayim, who, How would it ever be mazik biyadayim even in Mesachech if really the chefsa shel nezek was just like, you know, bimela, the irbuv? Halalo hizik, even if he's Mesachech, he's only garam lehezek sheyabo. Right? So what you're seeing in the Ramban is a couple of interesting formulations about, you know, Maisa Shoro, Gramas Shoro, Garmi, Maisa Hezek, for sure. But what we're seeing even more is that the subtleties of how you understand Kilaya Karim to be working, is it Maisa Gefen, Haoser, is it Maisav the Torah Yeush? Is it simply Dabar de Mimela? Right? That is going to determine what is Maisa Hezek, Grama, or Garmi, and, for that matter, what is considered to be Hezek Sheno Nikar. By the way, it's very fascinating. Lefikach lo niro bazeh, ele kedivrei Rabbi Yitzchak HaTzarfati, but again, his expansion of that. What's very fascinating also, I think some Achronim asked this question, is how come the Ramban didn't give, didn't go the Tosis route about Sheretz? You know, Tosis says, why is Sheretz also not? Tosis says, why is Kilai Karen Hezek Nikar? What did Tosis say? Ezra? Because you could see the Irvub. But he doesn't mean it in the way the Ramban means it, like the Maisa Hezek, but what? The Nezek. You could see the Hefset, we'd call it that, or the Davar Ha. Oh. So then Tosa says, what about Sheretz? What does he say?
I'm not sure.
Exactly. So there's no evidence. In Kilaya Karim, there's evidence of the Nezek, right? And here there is no, because you don't know there was Hechsher in advance. I think I asked this question already previously, which is, so I think Achronim asked this question as far as I remember. And that is, well, if you say that you need Nichale, or that if it's low Nichale, so then every case of Kilayim should be like Sheretz and Toma. Right? Meaning there's still an X factor, you know, that is unknown. They're the Hechsher. And here it's the Nicha or Lo Nicha. So I think that depends very much, again, on how you look at the Nicha. If there's no Hechsher, there's no basis for Kilayim. I think Tosis will tell you that Nicha Lo Nicha, right, is a Ptur. You don't need to know that. You're seeing the Oser, meaning Sheretz on top of Tahara, which is not, and they didn't have a Hechsher, you're not seeing any Nezek, you're not seeing any Hefzik, you're not seeing a Mazik, you're not seeing anything. Right? But if you don't see, you know, the Yeush, and you're wondering about it, that's just a factor in Chiyuv and Ptur. But it's a Ptur, it's like an extraneous idea. You are seeing Kilayim, but maybe the Ramban didn't like that, because maybe the Ramban really thinks that the Yeush, the Nas, the Nicha, is the critical aspect. For him, the issue is to see the Chafzah Shal Nezek, not to know 100% that there's Hefzah. It's a whole different perspective on the Hezek Shein Nicha. So I think in general, again, there's a whole discussion in a bunch of cases. Tzorem, Ozen, Bechor, Nifsal, Hamadbeya. There are a whole bunch of interesting cases where, you know, the Rishonim struggle to explain why they aren't Hezek Sheino Nikar Lo Shma Hezek, unlike, you know, Metame, you know, those kind of things. And if you look at the Ramban, Balei Tosfos, it seems to be a pattern and how they understood Hezek Shein Nikar. Yeah, Yoni.
Is that to say that the Mat Shearing is kind of the bigger Oser of...
I don't know if it means that. That's a really interesting question.
That's what you have to say on the flip side, no?
So I don't know, again, you know, if we're comparing these two things, so till now I was kind of avoiding that and saying, well, maybe Baalei Tosfos think, you know, that the Machshava component of Kilei HaKerem is more extraneous. And then I can say, well, you know, the Machshir is a Tanai for there even being, you know, a Kalos Tuma. You're saying more than that, and maybe that's because you're starting, you know, from the other side. Meaning, if you wanted to say, well, you know, maybe the Machshava plays a greater role for Baalei Tosfos in Kilei HaKerem. But maybe the real metame, you know, once there is tuma, you know, is like tchilas atuma is the heksher, and that's even more prominent. That's kind of what you're saying.
Yeah, but even for Tosfos, if you're going to say that the machshava is less and more, but it's neither the right, it's kind of the kuba. So you're going to have right. So looking at
machshir has to be more than that.
Right. It has to
right. I just don't know whether it needs to be part of the metame, or it's more that in one case you have Kilei HaKerem, but it's Patur. And in the other case, you just don't have Tumah because it's still a Tnai Kadum, even though it isn't part of the Bechayim. That's kind of what I'm not sure about it. But it's a great point. I'm going to have to stop for Mincha because it isn't fair. But let me just, okay. So, you know, let's start a little earlier Thursday because we really have to get the kindles. Can we start 10:30 Tuesday? Thursday? We could. Yeah? Okay, good. So, because I just want to speak another couple of minutes about these Rambans. But the next point in the Ramban is to discuss the relationship between Dabar Garlamon and Garmi. I'm not going to get into that right now, per se. But in the context of that, you know, he goes back to the question of Hezek Shein Nikar a little bit. You know, on page 115 in the Herschel edition. V'avta huk shalanu ma'achar de kaimelon k'rabi meir de doin dina de garmi alam atznan ha'metame v'amadamea v'amenasech v'mezet chai v'shogeg patar v'shogeg amai patar adaina dina de garmi. So this ends up being, you know, a little bit of an interesting discussion about what Garmi really is. So I do want to talk about that for a minute. Meaning the Ramban, in the end of the day, in Kudusin de Garmi, what the Ramban is doing is weighing, and the Baalei Tosfos already did this, but the Ramban just does it in a more shitati way, in a more consistent way. That is, what is the relationship between, you know, these related topics? Garmi, you know, Grama, Hezek Shein HaNikar, Davar Gorim Mamo, right? All of them, you know, in the bigger, wider sense, are about the relationship between, you know, causality and loss, right? In the case of Hezek Shein HaNikar, there's also loss, right? And in the case of Garmi, which is not like a physical Maisa Hezek, maybe there's loss, and Davar Gorim Mamo and Kimamo Dami, there's loss. So, are they all connected? How come they, you know, the evidence, the Talmudic evidence, is that, you know, this is Rab Meir, and that is Rab Shimon, and this is, it sounds like different sugyas, but they seem to have a common denominator. So there are Rishonim who do think that they're linked. Either all of them are linked, or some of them are linked. Which ones are linked? Okay. The Ramban's contribution in Kuntrastina de Garmi is to try to explain that all these are really different. You know, that Davar Gorim Lamamon Kamamon Dami is about Cheftza Shel Mamon, you know, or Bailus, as the case may be. You know, that Garmi is a question of, you know, Maisa Hezek, you know, or indirect Maisa Hezek, or expanding Maisa Hezek, that's the absence of a complete Maisa Hezek. And that Hezek Shein HaNikar is about Cheftza Shel Nezek, or Hezek. And that, you know, None of them, a twain of the plas shall meet. They're different. They're all different. But in explaining that, he also, again, continues to weigh in on Mechitzas Keren Shenifritza. So I just want to spend a couple more minutes on that. But mostly we're finished, and I want to start with Kinyan Sudar on Thursday. So let's start at 10:30.